local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We say welcome to Wednesday. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Another beautiful day today. Hopefully, it'll stay that way for a while. We'll find out. Meteorologist Alan Strum has our weather updates this afternoon. Austin, of course, on the roads, and a lot to get to here on a Wednesday. Full rundown over the next 50 minutes here. As always, we appreciate and welcome your interaction. Text line is 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-262-6111. To start off today's top three stories, this year's presidential election will be a rematch between President Biden and former President Trump. We can say that officially now, as both men have clinched their respective party nominations thanks to primary wins yesterday. Recent polling shows the two essentially dead even in the race for office in November, which is thought to be the longest general election campaign ever. Today, the House is approving a bill that could lead to the for sale or nationwide ban of social media app TikTok. The bill requires TikTok's parent company, Chinese-owned ByteDance, to sell the app within 180 days or see it banned from U.S. app stores.
If we really were serious about banning TikTok, and we should be, my assessment is that we ought to have a deliberative process. We shouldn't rush something to the floor. And then the way you make it better is you offer amendments, you take consideration, you take votes, and then we probably would have an appropriately tailored legislative product as opposed to what we had today.
That's, of course, Congressman Matt Gaetz, who supports a ban of TikTok, but not in the fashion that it was presented to the House today. Lawmakers, though, are concerned the Chinese government can access the personal data of millions of Americans. Those opposed say that it imposes limits on free speech. President Biden, though, has said he would sign it if it cleared Congress, although its future is uncertain in the Senate now. And a judge today dismissing some charges against former President Trump in the Georgia election interference case. Judge Scott McAfee tossed out counts that accuses Trump and other defendants of solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer. McAfee, of course, will also soon decide if Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis will remain on the Trump case. 412, our top local story today. The victim in Monday morning's fatal shooting on our street is being identified by family today. According to Channel 3, he's 31-year-old Edward Mobley. He was shot and killed just days after he was released from the Escambia County Jail after serving 10 months for battery and drug charges. Deputies say he was found at around 7:45 Monday after they responded to an overdose call. Earlier that morning at around 3 o'clock, deputies responded to that scene on a shot spotter report of a gunshot, although at the time, deputies didn't find anything. We'll get more local headlines right after our first check of the roads and weather this hour. We'll start off with meteorologist Alan Strum.
Partly cloudy skies through the overnight hours with low temperatures mainly in the upper 50s. All right, on Thursday, we're going to again see a mix of sun and clouds. There's a little chance for rain, might see a light shower. It's only a 20% chance. But on Friday, that chance goes up. We might see some late day showers, maybe thunderstorms. Hey, as far as rain goes over the weekend, high rain chance on Sunday, very low chance on Saturday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Austin. We're now in the peak of college basketball tournament season with a couple of the big conferences starting action today. And congratulations to your Wake Forest Demon Deacons knocking off Notre Dame this afternoon. And they got done just in time for the show to start.
Yes, they did. I had ESPN ready to go in here just in case. But we had a lead that we basically just nurtured for the entirety of the game because we got out to a pretty hot start. And they were the 12 seed, we were the 5, so we should have won it. Pitt's going to be a far tougher challenge tomorrow.
So that's a 4-5 matchup tomorrow?
Yes.
All right, very good.
And Florida State also won their game, of course. Congrats to them.
Okay.
We'll touch on that a bit more, though, in the sports segment. Let's see, looking at traffic here. We do have an accident report if you're traveling westbound on Fairfield Drive towards Ruby Avenue. That is causing some minor backups at this point. We will keep an eye on that. Also, if you're traveling northbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Softly Field Road, We've got some backups going on there. Pine Forest Road giving us the typical issues if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile. And Gulf Breeze Parkway, same can be said if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Outside of that, the last spot you're going to have some major issues is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, and trying to get into downtown Milton. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Joe?
All right, thank you. Taking a look at more local headlines here, busy in Santa Rosa County, where tomorrow morning commissioners will discuss the possibility of moving forward with being the host of the largest American flag in Florida. The two bids that were unsealed yesterday are both north of $300,000 for installation and materials. And last night, Milton City Council passed a resolution in support of the idea on a 5-2 vote.
I'm patriotic. I always have been. But to spend this kind of money on a flag just seems outrageous to me. And I think we could look at other ways to support our military at Whiting Field.
That was Councilwoman Marilyn Farrow, and she and Councilman Mike Cusack were against that show of support. Commissioners have discussed using tourism tax dollars to cover the cost. However, it's not known if the project would be eligible, so stay tuned for tomorrow's meeting. Also, good news in Santa Rosa County, Ark of the Emerald Coast will be moving its adult day training program to the Baghdad Community Center for around 6 months. During tomorrow's meeting, leaders will waive the community center's $25 per hour occupancy fee.
You know, we take care of the mentally disadvantaged at the youth level, but when people get to the adult level, we kind of toss them out to the side, and it's an underserved portion of our community that we do need to not drop the ball on.
Yeah, that from Commissioner Kerry Smith on Monday. The organization had been searching for a new home after the owner of the current Dixie Road location advised them that they would need to be out by the end of this month. Santa Rosa County deputies say a Gulf Breeze man pulled a gun on a woman who was serving him civil papers. According to Channel 3, 52-year-old Michael Maybier is charged with two counts of aggravated assault with a weapon. At around 8:30 yesterday morning, two civil process servers, also husband and wife, arrived at Maybier's home on Reservation Road to serve him with civil litigation papers. After she knocked on the door twice, Maybier allegedly came around the side of the home with a gun pointed at her and said she was trespassing. After being booked in jail, he posted $10,000 bond. Also, Florida Power and Light customers could soon enjoy back-to-back rate decreases as a temporary hurricane surcharge ends next month. And FPL is asking to lower rates again in May because of reduced fuel cost estimates. And if that's approved, the typical 1,000 kilowatt hour residential bill would be more than $14 lower in May than it is today. And that would be the lowest in nearly 5 years. And local law enforcement says they haven't had any conversations yet on how the new law banning the homeless from sleeping in public will be enforced if it is signed by the governor. It will be, though, according to Sheriff Chip Simmons, it will be enforced, I should say, provided the governor signs that.
I've been pushing a long time for this dashboard to kind of let our deputies know where, so when we get out with somebody, we can say, hey, it looks like there's room in the rescue mission or this other home. And so that we can all work together on these things so that whatever actions the county ends up taking, we're consistent. It's consistent with the law, obviously. And, you know, it's that balancing act. You know, you have to balance the law with humanity.
And Sheriff Chip Simmons says it's his office's job to enforce state law, and they will. Of course, it made its way through the legislature this year. It requires each county to set up a designated homeless camp with basic services like restrooms, running water, access to behavioral health services, and security enforcement. And if you frequent Alabama roads at all, you'll want to make sure you stay off your phone once their new distracted driving law goes into effect in June. It passed the Senate Bill 301 last year, and it makes it illegal to hold your cell phone while driving. Fines range from $50 to $150. Violation can put points on your record. The law, though, is a secondary offense, so officers would have to have another traffic offense to pull you over. 420, we'll take a break there. We've got our state and national headlines when we return on Pensacola right now.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we had a good chance to talk to Mayor D.C. Reeves about new skate park rules, new bathroom facilities coming to several locations in downtown Pensacola, and why he doesn't think it was appropriate to wait time on the Malcolm Young gym demolition. We also talked about several Santa Rosa County issues, including reducing the speed on the Navarre Beach Causeway to 20 miles an hour for the shorebirds, the Wellfield Protection Area, and the new $300,000 price tag on that big old flag. You can listen to all of these conversations at newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. In 1986, the Florida Bar limited personal injury contingency fees through trial to 40%. At that time, I thought that was too high. I've now practiced personal injury law in Northwest Florida for over 40 years, and I'm proud to say I've never charged a client 40%.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see, looking at traffic here. We did have an accident report if you were traveling westbound on Fairfield Drive towards Ruby Avenue. That is still causing some backups over there. We also have some on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. The intersection of Burgess Road and North Palafox Street is looking kind of rough, especially if you're traveling westbound on Burgess. Let's see here. Mobile Highway traveling both, whether you be coming from West Michigan Avenue or traveling southbound towards West Michigan. We've got some congestion building up going both ways there. No confirmation of a traffic incident, though, luckily. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, still going to give you the typical evening grief that it always does. And then on Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, the same can be said for over there.
Partly cloudy overnight with lows mainly in the upper 50s. We'll see sun and clouds and a small rain chance at 20% on Thursday, highs in the mid-70s. All right, looking ahead, Friday, there is a chance for showers and thunderstorms late in the day. Saturday, likely dry. Sunday, there's a 70% chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Beautiful afternoon right now, sunny and 73 degrees. Taking a look at our state headlines today, Rick Scott is joining calls for answers in Lakin Riley's death in Georgia. The senator announced he and other Republicans sent a letter to DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The letter describes how Riley's alleged killer has a history of breaking the law but was never taken into custody by ICE. The senator say this raises serious questions about the ability of DHS to effectively secure our homeland.
And more updates about renovations for the home of the Jacksonville Jaguars are expected soon. City officials say that they plan to share a timeline for the proposed project by May. The city's chief negotiator provided more details about the project to council members last night, saying it's still unclear where the team will play while construction is underway. The more than $1 billion plan would renovate parking lots, install a roof at Everbank Stadium, among other adjustments.
I think a roof is a tremendous idea, especially in September and October there.
Yes.
Florida Congressman Corey Mills, who took part in rescue missions following the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan and the October 7th attack on Israel, is planning his third rescue mission, this time to Haiti, where a humanitarian crisis is continuing.
Even in some instances where they are cooking and having cannibalism in the streets that are terrorizing the people who are there, with a complete collapse in government and the prime minister's resignation.
And he tells the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show his primary goal is to keep his constituents and all Americans safe.
And a Florida woman has died on board a cruise ship headed to the Bahamas. Authorities say the 27-year-old was found unresponsive in her cabin on Monday, and cruise officials contacted the Royal Bahamas Police Force. Authorities reportedly confiscated what's believed to be cocaine from her cabin and arrested a 32-year-old man from Florida. No identities have been released.
Looking at our national headlines today, college athletes are making big bucks off their name, image, and likeness, yes. But changes could be coming for the rules surrounding NIL.
The world of college sports is at a crossroads, and it is facing unprecedented challenges that I fear threatens to jeopardize all that is working so well.
That, of course, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, he's pushing a proposal that would set a standard for the contracts that kids are signing. It would clarify that student athletes are not employees of their schools. This comes as some college teams are looking to unionize and increase their bargaining power.
And the attorneys for a Boeing whistleblower found dead over the weekend are speaking out. 62-year-old John Barnett was found dead inside of a South Carolina hotel. He was known for speaking out about Boeing's production standards after working for the company for over 3 decades. Though the coroner's office said Barnett's death was the result of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, Barnett's attorneys are calling on Charleston police to investigate further. In a statement, they said they didn't see any indication that Barnett would have taken his own life.
Now, Russian President Vladimir Putin says his nation is ready for a nuclear war. In an interview, Putin said Russia is ready for negotiations on Ukraine, but they should be based on reality. When asked if Russia was ready for nuclear war, Putin says, quote, "From a military technical point of view, we are." He adds that he didn't necessarily see it on the immediate horizon, but if the U.S. sent troops to Ukraine, Russia would consider it an escalation.
And Columbia University is being sued after students were suspended for attending pro-Palestinian protests. On Tuesday, the New York Civil Liberties Union and Palestine Legal filed a lawsuit against the school, claiming they targeted 2 student groups and disproportionately punished them. The president of Columbia University is now scheduled to testify before a congressional committee next month.
The international terminal at San Francisco Airport back open after a large group of pro-Palestinian protesters caused it to shut down. Video shows cars blocking entrance ramps outside the terminal and protesters blocking elevators and escalators inside. Among those that were delayed included Utah State Rep. Kevin Stratton and his wife.
And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is set to announce his running mate on March 26th. We kind of touched on this yesterday.
Yeah.
It was reported then that New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers and former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura were among the front runners. According to Ventura's son, he has not received a formal offer. The announcement is taking place in Oakland, California. And if it's anything interesting, Rodgers played at Cal in nearby Berkeley and grew up just about 3 hours away.
Just a wild, wild wild story, man. Oh, could you imagine?
I unfortunately, yes, I can.
Yeah.
I hope it stays all that way. Just imagining.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see in a couple of weeks. 4:30 there. I'll get a recap of today's top three story sports news. More free agent signings in the NFL and major college basketball games taking place with conference tournaments getting into high swing.
News, I'm Tom Graham. A popular social media app is facing a potential ban in the U.S. A bipartisan bill has passed the House that would force TikTok to divest from a Chinese company. Fox's Hillary Vaughn.
TikTok is feeling the heat because Congress is basically halfway there to forcing the Chinese tech giant that owns TikTok, ByteDance, from forcing them to sell TikTok if they still want to do business in the U.S.
Supporters of the ban fear TikTok is being used to distribute propaganda in the U.S. The app's supporters, though, raising concerns about freedom of speech. The Biden administration continues to call for more aid to reach Gaza as negotiations for a potential ceasefire continue. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The question is, will Hamas take it? Does Hamas want to end the suffering? The
deal aims to free hostages held by Hamas in exchange for a pause in fighting. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. In a surprise move, Under Armour founder Kevin Plank will again take over as the athletic apparel retailer's CEO. The company announced after today's closing bell that Plank will take over on April 1st, succeeding Stephanie Linnartz, who will stay on as an advisor through the end of April. Plank is currently the chairman of the company's board of directors. Under Armour shares are little changed in after-hours trading. Microsoft will release new artificial intelligence tools designed to help cybersecurity workers produce summaries of suspicious incidents and ferret out the devious methods hackers use to obscure their intentions. The software giant's been testing Copilot for Security with corporate customers for several months and will release the tools widely on April 1st. Stocks put in a mixed performance today. The Dow Industrials rose 37 points, but the S&P 500 eased 10 and the NASDAQ Composite declined 87. U.S. oil futures rallied, April crude shooting up 2.8%, settling just 28 cents shy of the $80 a barrel level. That's Your Money Now.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Ella Flooring. Ella Flooring, every step covered. The Bears are going to draft Caleb Williams, but the trade market for Justin Fields doesn't seem to be as robust as expected. The Raiders are an obvious landing spot. However, a trade probably won't happen until after the first round of the draft. A dark horse team could be the Seahawks. Seattle has plenty of weapons on offense, but Geno Smith is an okay QB, and they should trade for Fields, even if it's just to serve as an insurance option for Geno in 2024. I'm Zach Gelb.
If you're a pro and flooring is your game, we'll help you win it. Because at LL Flooring, all we do is floors. You want decor?
Try.
You want plumbing?
You're out.
LL Flooring has been helping pros knock it out of the park for over 30 years. Visit one of our 400 nationwide warehouses for one-on-one service, extensive inventory, and exclusive pro pricing.
Oh, run.
Get the pro treatment you deserve. Enroll today, online or in-store. LL Flooring, every step covered.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. A bottle of Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment can clean your system and help your engine get more MPGs. Right now, you can get two bottles for only $9.99. A great deal to help you go a great deal farther. Find Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment and everything you need for better fuel efficiency at any one of our 6,300 stores.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
You need fooling, baby. I ain't fooling. I'm gonna send you back to school.
Pensacola, right now on News Radio 92.3, a little bit after 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, get another check of the roads here. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. We had some issues traveling both north and southbound on Pine Forest between I-10 and 9 Mile Road. That appears to be lessening some, but of course it's evening traffic, so I'm sure that will continue to persist. Pensacola Boulevard, if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, we've got some issues there, as we so often do. Same can be said for Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. Let's see, other spots that have some issues currently are if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point. Maybe some if you're traveling westbound. Well, actually a lot. If you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Mary Esther and going through Windhaven Beach. And if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton.
All right, thank you. 4:38, here's an update on the forecast.
Partly cloudy overnight with lows mainly in the upper 50s. We'll see sun and clouds and a small rain chance at 20% on Thursday, highs in the mid-70s. All right, looking ahead, Friday, there is a chance for showers and thunderstorms late in the day. today. Saturday, likely dry. Sunday, there's a 70% chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Taking a quick recap here of today's top three stories. It's official now that the presidential election will be a rematch between President Biden and former President Donald Trump, with both men clinching their respective parties' nominations yesterday in the primaries. The House approving a bill that could lead to the forced sale or nationwide ban of TikTok. It requires the parent company, ByteDance, to sell the app within 180 days or see it banned from U.S. app stores. And a judge is dismissing some charges against former President Trump in his Georgia election interference case. Counts that accuse Trump and other defendants of solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer. And the judge, of course, is also deciding soon whether the DA, Fannie Willis, will remain on the case. Those are today's top three stories. A look at our sports headlines now. Austin, anything striking you?
Yes, we'll start with the NFL because you kind of hinted at that before we went to break earlier. The NFL's new league year begins today. This means that deals agreed to between free agents and teams during the legal tampering period become official at 4 p.m. Eastern. Trades can also be completed, and every team must be in compliance with the salary cap. Free agents still on the board include Tyron Smith and Justin Simmons. Speaking of which, some new names to join the NFL's at least current unemployment line include Raiders quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, Raiders wide receiver Hunter Renfrow, and Chargers wide receiver Mike Williams. So a couple big-name talents on the board there. But we've also seen a couple be taken off. We were talking about the Texans yesterday as a big name, making some high-profile signings. Well, the Titans are trying to get in on that. They're joining their rival Texans in the free agency game, signing wide receiver Calvin Ridley and quarterback Mason Rudolph.
You know, I don't
today.
Know what the Titans are doing.
Really?
I don't know what they're doing. They are literally just throwing stuff against a wall and hoping some of it sticks.
That's especially the case with the QB situation.
It doesn't seem like any sort of rhyme or reason or plan. Like, are they, you know, what? I don't know. But anyway.
College basketball, of course, is the other big daddy going on right now. In men's basketball, currently we got a conference tournament action, of course. The biggest games on tonight are NC State versus Syracuse. That's going to be at 6 o'clock on ESPN2, followed by Cincinnati versus number 16 Kansas at 8:30, and Boston College versus Clemson. They're going to tip at the same time on ESPNU. Those are all in the second round of the ACC and Big 12 tournaments there. Touched on this earlier, FSU outlasted Virginia Tech 86-76. They scored 25 of those points off of turnovers to advance to the ACC quarterfinals. It's not going to be an easy trip for them tomorrow. They've got to take on the top-seeded North Carolina Tar Heels. That's going to be tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock on ESPN, same time as today's game against the Hokies. And last headline in men's basketball here, Louisville men's basketball head coach Kenny Payne has been fired after two seasons. And if you know anything about his short tenure, you know it could not come soon enough. He went 12-52 with the Cardinals. Last season, he went 4-28 before finishing this one 8-24 with last night's loss to NC State. Only one of his 12 wins were away from home. That is just
sickening. Yeah, especially for Louisville, man.
Yeah, I mean that's a fall from grace. But I'm not a Louisville fan because you know they're ACC and I got beef. But as you said, it sucks to see a program that was once so respected just completely collapse.
Get Rick Pitino back and make him sign a paper that says he won't go into any restaurants.
There you go. And on the women's side, the American Athletic Conference final between Rice and East Carolina. That's going to be at 6 on ESPNU. And Night Owls can also catch the Mountain West final between San Diego State and number 21 UNLV at 9:30 on the CBS Sports Network. UNLV is 29-2 in women's basketball this season, so they're quite the team to watch there. And former UFC heavyweight champion and Olympian Mark Coleman is hospitalized following a house fire in Ohio. The fire broke out Tuesday inside a home in Fremont, southeast of Toledo. Coleman's daughter says he rescued his parents from the fire and went back inside to save the family's dog named Hammer, but he was unable to save the dog and was injured while inside the home. Well, I don't know Mark Coleman. I'm not familiar with him. Not a UFC guy. Not an Olympic fan either, but tip of the cap to him, and I hope he's all right. I mean, because I think everyone who's owned a pet knows about that.
Yeah, no, for sure. 4:43 here at News Radio. Getting a quick look at our health, business, and science notes today. A major auto safety group says most hands-free driving systems are unsafe. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety announced nearly all driving automation systems received poor safety ratings out of 14 systems tested. 11 of them received poor ratings. 2 were rated marginal, and only 1 was rated as acceptable. None received a good or better rating.
Oh, that's always nice. And 1,000 Family Dollar and Dollar Tree stores are closing their doors during the fourth quarter of fiscal 2023. The company said it was doing a portfolio optimization review that included looking at which stores should be closed or relocated. As a result, Dollar Tree said it would close about 600 Family Dollar stores in the first half of 2024, followed by more closures over the next several years of about 400 stores as their leases end.
Also, a San Diego law firm is filing a federal lawsuit against Big Tobacco, but this time it's not for cigarettes or vaping. John Fink with more.
The Schmidt National Law Group filed the lawsuit in the Southern District of California. The suit is against Philip Morris for the product Zyn. It's a popular nicotine product that comes in a flavored pouch. The class action lawsuit claims the product is marketed toward young people. Martin Schmidt is the managing attorney at the Schmidt National Law Group. He tells NBC7 the product is a threat to our health.
They're nicotine delivery systems. Nicotine is one of the most addictive substances there is.
College student Mia Spencer says Zyns are very popular.
It's like, oh, you want a Zyn? Oh, do you have a Zyn? All the time.
Martin Schmidt says the case could take years to work through the courts. I'm John Fink.
All right, 4:45, getting an update on the roads and weather.
Let's see here. Looking at traffic, we've still got some issues on Pine Forest Road, whether it be you're traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10 or perhaps traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road. Let's see. We do have some issues on Blue Angel Parkway still if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. And we've got some evening traffic now causing issues on Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road and Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Other spots where you're going to see some problems is if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point. We now have confirmation of an accident report there that's causing some pretty heavy backups at this time. Navarre Parkway giving us the typical backups it typically does if you're traveling westbound coming from Mary Esther and going through Windhaven Beach. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River, you're going to have some trouble getting into downtown Milton.
Partly cloudy skies through the overnight hours with low temperatures, mainly in the upper 50s. All right, on Thursday, we're going to again see a mix of sun and clouds. There's a little chance for rain, might see a light shower. It's only a 20% chance. But on Friday, that chance goes up. We might see some late day showers, maybe thunderstorms. Hey, as far as rain goes over the weekend, high rain chance on Sunday, very low chance on Saturday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 4:46 now at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at some of the pop culture notes making the rounds today. Dr. Dre is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The hip-hop icon star will sit next to Snoop Dogg's.
Fitting.
The 8-time Grammy winner will be honored in L.A. on March 19th. You know, the thing about Dr. Dre, I mean, I knew he was a music producer and things like that, but he kind of, with a lack of my knowledge in the industry, music industry, but he kind of seems like the Madden of music in the sense that depending on how old you are, you probably know about him for a different reason.
Yeah, I saw right? That's where you were going.
So
with
Madden
it.
Was a coach, you know, Super Bowl winning coach, and then he was, of course, the video gamer, the announcer, right? And depending on how old you are, you may remember him there. I know Dr. Dre for the Beats by Dre.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know if you've seen Straight Outta Compton, the film, but I watched it and. It is, or at least I've seen a good deal of it, and it is a great film, and it shows just how Ice Cube and Dr. Dre, most notably, just boomed. I mean, and it showed, like, the beats by Dre and how much they sold for.
He was a rapper also, right?
I think he did do some, but in, like, NWA, the rap group, he was, like, their DJ, you know?
All right.
So I'm not sure how much he did, but, and then his collaborations with Snoop Dogg's, which makes the stars being next to each other just perfect. I don't know, that dude. That dude's a big deal. And as you said, he's a generational name.
Yeah.
And the already massive Mega Millions jackpot is rolling over again. With no grand prize winner in Tuesday night's drawing, the jackpot jumps to $792 million with the next chance to strike it rich coming up on Friday. The cash option on that works out to just shy of $382 million. Meanwhile, tonight's Powerball jackpot stands at an estimated $559 million.
Austin, you should consider yourself lucky because for the last couple of days, I have completely forgotten because I put it in my mind each day that I was going to play for you Ryan Gosling's Oscars rendition of I'm Just Ken, and I have forgotten every day this week.
Don't beat yourself up.
So, yeah, I apologize for that. But, you know, off the heels of the Oscars, and I saw him and Emily Blunt had a fun moment there where they were picking at each other over the Barbenheimer thing, but they're actually going to be starring in another movie, The Fall Guy, coming off the Oscars, he's going to be hosting Saturday Night Live on April 13th. Before the release of The Fall Guy there. You know, for him to go from a complete liability as a cornerback to one of the biggest movie stars, I mean, it's just amazing.
There's a generational reference some people won't get either. Yeah, that's good.
Probably.
Yeah, because
remember the Titans,
yeah,
folks.
He wasn't the heartthrob that we all know him to be
then.
That's
right. He was just a complete waste of skin in a football uniform once.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, 4:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news next.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:55 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see what we got here. There were multiple spots of note to touch on in our last update. We'll start with Gulf Breeze Parkway. We did have confirmation of an accident report in that area that is causing some pretty hefty backups at this time, particularly if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. It's going to have you backed up just a little ways past the Oriole Beach area there. Also, Blue Angel Parkway is giving us trouble in a couple of spots. If you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road, we've still got some backups there. If you're traveling northbound towards the intersection with Lillian Highway, that's developing some backups of its own. If you're traveling even further north towards Softly Field Road, that's been giving us trouble for basically the entirety of this hour. And if you are traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway, that's looking backed up as well. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10, that's going to give you the usual problems. Also, and the last main spot of note is if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton.
Partly cloudy overnight with lows mainly in the upper 50s. We'll see sun and clouds and a small rain chance at 20% on Thursday, highs in the mid-70s. All right, looking ahead, Friday, there is a chance for showers and thunderstorms late in the day. Saturday, likely dry. Sunday, there's a 70% chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Quick recap of today's top three stories before Channel 3 News at 5. The presidential election will officially now be a rematch of President Biden and former President Trump as they both clinched their respective party nominations yesterday and essentially rendering the Florida Republican primary meaningless exercise. The House is approving a bill that could lead to the forced sale or nationwide ban of social media app TikTok. The bill requires their parent company, ByteDance, to sell the app within 180 days. Or see it banned from U.S. app stores. And a judge is dismissing some charges against former President Trump in the Georgia election interference case. The judge tossed out counts that accused Trump and other defendants of solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer. Taking a look at some wackier stories in the headlines. Austin, has a waiter or waitress ever drawn a smiley face on your receipt?
Probably a time or two.
All right. Well, I have bad news for you.
Why is that?
They weren't flirting with you.
So all my times I went to Waffle House was for nothing. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. They're trying to get more money, and it works, apparently.
Really?
A study found that putting emojis next to suggested tip amounts makes us tip more. The Journal of Hospitality Management printed different tip suggestions on receipts, and each one had a different emoji next to it printed, basically to see if they would shame people into tipping more. Well, the average tip without emojis was 22.9% and rose to 25.4% with them. Takeout orders saw an even bigger increase, 33% higher. So,
okay, well, now that I know this,
you will tip less.
Yeah, I'm not going to tip for the emojis now. I thought everybody just wanted Austin. I mean, men and women alike, apparently. You've probably squeezed an avocado to see if it's ripe. I haven't, but that's what the headline says. Or maybe knocked on a cantaloupe. But where should we draw the line? It's a question on TikTok after a woman. You took in a breath as if you had an answer. Do you have a place to draw the line?
No, go ahead.
All right. It's a question on TikTok after a woman posted that she watched a lady open up a container and started squeezing blueberries. She apparently did it with two other tubs before she picked one. Yeah, that's disgusting. That's where we draw the line.
The line is before that.
Yeah, we draw it before you start messing with produce.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's actually what you eat is the blueberries. Like, there's no shell or there's no protective coating.
You just eat them the way they are.
So if I open up a container that I see blueberries that have clearly been smushed, yeah, that's a big problem there. Yeah, no thank you. How do you like your bacon? Nice and crispy or perhaps floppy and undercooked?
Either way.
I ask because a 52-year-old man in Florida had a history of migraines, and he recently saw a doctor because they were getting worse. They were more severe than usual and lasted longer. He'd have a headache for a week straight, and it went on like that for 4 months. He finally got a new diagnosis. And it wasn't actually migraines. Turns out he had a tapeworm in his head, and it laid eggs, too. They figured he'd eaten some old bacon that went bad, and he likes his bacon soft. So, kids, if you don't want tapeworm growing in your skull, you best go with nice and crispy. If he'd have just cooked it more, it probably would have killed the parasite that was hiding inside of it. So
that's disturbing.
Yeah.
Some good news here. A Long Island. Wow, we've been talking a lot about Long Island recently.
Yes.
A Long Island lunch aide is being hailed as a hero for saving a second grader who was choking on pizza. 7-year-old Grayson Molina tried to tell the lunch monitor at his comic school that the pizza he was eating was stuck in his throat but couldn't get the words out.
He just opened his mouth. He couldn't talk. So right then I knew he was choking.
Golly, how frightening. Fortunately, Miss Francesca, was on the job, saw what was happening, and followed the directions on the Heimlich maneuver poster on the cafeteria wall. That's why it's there, folks.
That's right. A place in Oklahoma called Noble Smokin' Joe's Barbecue kept getting prank calls last month from three little kids who really wanted some French fries. Who among us hasn't been there?
That's not a prank call. That's an honest request.
That's right. So one of the owners set out on a mission to track them down and get them those fries and ended up blowing up on Facebook with thousands of people commenting on a post about it. She ended up figuring out it was three girls age 5, 9, and 11. Now they've gotten their fries and then some. The owner is planning French fry parties for them at school, and they set up a GoFundMe to start savings accounts for them. They'll get the money when they turn 18 so they can use it for college or whatever their future plans are.
Oh, that's cool.
Guess
yeah.
what Mija's doing as soon as she can talk?
Frank calling.
Calling
the local
up Wendy's,
barbecue.
McDonald's, all of the local barbecues in Pensacola for some French fries.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It sounds like, I think prank call is a bit of a harsh term because that sounds like kids messing with you. It sounds like kids just calling saying they want fries and they don't know how to place an order and don't have money to. That's what it comes off as. I don't know, though. But good for them, though. If they were pranking them, at least they took the high road on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully they get enough money to, you know, buy a lot of French fries when they're 18.
There you go.
All right, that'll do it for hour number one. We're back in about 10 minutes. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up next.